It's 1 p.m. on the Kuskokwim, and the Dole brothers are fishing for kings. We're weaving down the river in the trusty Connie D, a gray boat named after their mother. Their parents are casting gill nets out of the Darth Vader, the family's second boat. We can see them bobbing ahead of us downstream. It's the first time the river's been open for gillnet fishing in 2 weeks, and the Doles have 12 hours to catch what they can. We watch the white buoys at the end of the net and wait.
It's our kind of lucky spot.
Hunter Dole is a high school junior. He's wearing a skateboarding baseball cap. His parents call him every now and then to see how the fishing's going.
This summer, we've only been here once because it's only been open once, and I'm hoping we could come here more often.
Hunter's brother, Byron, is driving the Connie D. He's got a backwards baseball cap on and loudly patterned board shorts.
What is this pattern on your shorts?
The cover of the Skateboarder magazine over and over in all their different years.
He's a skater guy and snowboarder who told me to call him the Bush Doctor. That's his alter ego from this old music show he used to host with my boss, Shane Iverson. Their tagline was, quote, "Subdub and reggae music for the subsistence lifestyle." Byron's childhood friend, AC Soul, is here too. Formerly a Bethel resident, she's a preschool teacher who's visiting from Honolulu. Byron lives in Anchorage, and he and Ace were actually planning to leave today.
Changed our ticket so we could help fit.
Byron works to untangle chums from the net.
It's a puzzle every time.
We never used to have to fish too many days to get all the salmon we needed for the year. But with these scheduled openers, it's like a race. Everybody's out there racing.
Byron and Hunter grew up fishing the Kuskokwim.
Since we were babies, we'd get to club the fish. Remember, like, riding, taking naps in the very front of the boat.
We got
shutting
fish
the
and
door,
game or fish and wildlife,
little spaces, sleeping while we drifted.
When they were young, fishing was easier. They said that sometimes they could catch enough salmon for the winter in 2 or 3 days. There were plenty of chances to fish and hardly anyone watching.
Afternoon.
Okay, we're doing a survey for Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
A couple of officials check them out. With fewer fish in the smokehouse this year, there's plenty of speculation on board about the run's timing. Maybe the kings hit early this year, Byron says, or maybe they're hitting late. He suspects that climate change is impacting the salmon this year, and overfishing by industrial outfits doesn't help. It's 2 p.m. We get lucky.
That's a king. Oh, yeah. Hey!
The first king of the day. When the Dole brothers' totes are full, we pilot our way down a tributary to the family's fish camp. The shoreline in front of their smokehouse is overgrown with irises. Byron and Hunter's mother, Connie Dole, guts fish with an ulok.
And that's 56. And it's a male.
Their father, Arvin Dole, smokes a cigar and uses a yardstick to measure each king the family's caught. He slits the belly to check its gender. Then he plucks 3 scales, licks them, and sticks them to a small, labeled card. Mr. Dole participates in a voluntary program that tracks the age, length, and sex of king salmon in the river. He'll send the data to Alaska's Department of Fish and Game. They will use it to monitor trends.
And the next one is 60.
According to fish biologists, the king run is still weak. They could see their lowest run on record. The fear is Kuskokwim kings might not meet their minimum escapement to produce healthy numbers in the future. But on this day, the Dole family caught at least a dozen kings and more chums than they can count. So for now, they're just enjoying it. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.